Blog Talk Radio.
And technically, since I am on the East Coast of the United States of America, this is my third podcast for the month of April. I'm Anita, and thank you guys for tuning in to my third podcast of the month. And this is Ramble, so I'm going to be rambling on about this whole Corona, even though I think some of the stuff is because people are drinking way too many Corona. And Corona beer might end up being like that AIDS diet pill and change their name. And for those who don't know, yes, in the late 70s, early 80s, around the dawn of the AIDS crisis, there was actually a diet pill named AIDS. But it was not spelled like the auto acquired immune disease. Well, either way, it was spelled, it was not spelled AIDS, it was spelled AYDS. And needless to say, since I'm giving you this history, that diet pill is now history. I don't know if Corona beer will change its name, but it probably will. And if anybody has a bottle or they're starting to stock up, maybe like 20 or 30 years, they can sell it on Amazon or eBay. Those things are still around. But back to the original topic. People are blaming COVID-19/Corona or some technical difficulties for things that it's really not the virus's fault. It might have been the beer's fault, but it is not Corona. Prime example, the disproportionate number of people of color in the United States dying of COVID-19/Corona. There have been people making fun of it saying, oh yeah, and as an African American, I do find it offensive, but I do know there was at least one hairdresser who, Barbara, who did get diagnosed and die, but most of the people of color who died had those essential jobs, but not the essential face mask or even being able to take time off when they were sick. There was a Last Week Tonight episode about Amazon and how one guy was trying to unionize because he was a black guy, was not wearing masks and able to take time off or being able to afford that Corona vaccine. Even Pink, when her and her son were diagnosed, she was like, I'm able to afford to take this test. I knew something was wrong, so I was able to test me and my son twice. There's black people make less. I don't really know the stats about other people of color in America, but I do remember the Washington Post article about that. Well, you have people who are on the front line, the burger, the person at McDonald's. Yes, they may be wearing gloves, and they're doing that now. And the sitting dining area is closed off. And I love McDonald's. I went and got some McDonald's on Monday. But look at who's serving your food. And even if they're not feeling well, what's the likelihood of a fast food person or a person at Walmart having insurance to take the time off when they're sick? Another article was a Washington Post article at the very in March about protesting for $15 an hour in North Carolina, the new minimum wage. One of the ladies who was on the front lines of protesting was a waitress at Waffle House. And because I have international listeners, Waffle House is a 24-hour diner that basically FEMA uses to determine tests. And when I say that, I mean if Waffle House is closed anywhere near a hurricane, they know the hurricane is bad. Great food at Waffle House, but it's not IHOP. Like anybody who's been to a Waffle House and IHOP, you know the difference. And I love them both. Now I want some hash browns, but couldn't afford to take time off, having to walk to work with a knife to take the bus and everything. when she's sick, there's no time off or no money to take a test. The last I heard about the cost, and if anybody wants to correct me on the cost of a corona vaccine, I heard it was $400. So if you're working and as a waiter or waitress, you can make as little as $2 because the restaurants figure, hey, you're going to get tips. So it could pay you like $2-something. And again, this is just in America. Other countries may have different rules. But that's the case. If you're making $2 an hour without tips, are you really going to spend that much? Yes, you should, but you should also try to keep your light bill on or your electricity. You know, pay bills. So you may feel like this is a luxury, this is a necessity, and the necessity is the bill. Also, on the last week tonight, an EMT who said, yeah, I'm getting all this free pizza, but if I get sick, I don't have health insurance. That also segues into this about universal health care. We don't have it in America. And if that was the case, people could get tested quicker and easier. There are over 330 million people in America. And there is a census, so if there are any people who are listening to my show in the States who have not done their census, have not done their census, please do your census. It is important. So that is my social, the main reason I even came up with this episode, besides fulfilling the three episodes because I only did one last month. Emails. Yeah, some people are not, they're blaming corona. Like, I get it. This whole, you know, quarantine and everything has changed the structure of businesses and sometimes for the better. The convenience of staying at home, which actually makes people more productive and save money. Episode, a YouTuber named Funky Dyneema mentioned how he'd rather have some days of working from home versus more money on his check, which is true because even with gas, depending on what city you live in, a year of gas is more than $2,000. I'm being real. It doesn't matter if you have a Prius or you have a SUV, sports utility. Because let's face it, how many people really, I'm not the only person who gets confused with Special Victims Unit and Sports Utility Vehicle. They have the same letters. So I've inverted them, and so has everybody who's ever watched SVU. So back to it, the traffic. I used to live in Houston, and I used to work in oil and gas. And, yeah, it was about one of my positions. It was about 45 minutes from my apartment without traffic. Same when I transferred to doing some other work. It was downtown Houston. I lived on 1960, which is in Houston, but north of Houston. So depending on what time I left my apartment, I was late for work because of traffic. And if I were able to work from home, I could do more work because I wouldn't be sitting for an hour or more, depending on what time of the year, depending on if somebody was drunk driving, in my home doing my work. So this whole corona thing has shown people can be productive working from home. All those businesses that were like, oh, no, you can't work from home. You can. You don't have to have anybody complaining, oh, I was late for work. There's a mental adjustment, and I've seen YouTube episodes about it, and as somebody who has their own business making soaps and hosting this podcast, and thank you. And yes, that is a picture of my soap, so if you're interested, the email for that is icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, I as in igloo, C as in car, A as in apple, G as in George, A as in apple, 2004@gmail.com. So back to that, to mentally separate when working from home. So have a space dedicated to work. Set yourself for these are the hours I'm working, and not get distracted. That's the hardest thing, because sometimes it's like, oh, my laundry's going off. Oh, I want, you know, go in the kitchen and snack, because it's an isolation if you don't have kids. And if you do have kids, brave. They're running around and you're going, and as a woman, hearing the word mom. The closest thing, I do not have any human children. I have, you know, my episode about Superman, and I cannot believe he's been gone for 3 years. He was my friend's dog, and sometimes he would be my co-host, and sometimes their cat is my co-host. And, yeah, so with pets, they sort of kind of count, and depending on if you have a dog, they're going to want to walk, and they're going to be looking at you to feed me. Cats, every now and then, may walk past me like, I want you to rub my belly. But having work be in order, that's really not Corona. That's learning to adjust yourself. Oh, and speaking of self, washing your hands properly. Washing your hands properly, if there's soap in the bathroom, use it. Don't just sprinkle. Wash your hands. Wash clothes. Clean your house. You know how the Center for Disease Control says if you're sick, disinfect everything? Yeah, that was before Corona. That was even if you had the other virus known as the flu, which technically Corona did start at the beginning of flu, well, near the middle of flu season. So it was that little thing. You know, eating healthy, even though some healthy food does not taste good. Those things are not Corona's fault. Corona is a novel. Corona doesn't really follow the rules of a traditional virus. But at the same time, the thing is, if you're able to stay home, stay home. Disinfect. Replace your toothbrush after you recover. Wash your hands with soap. If you're working in a business, then look at the email. And whatever email deal with the same topic, send them together. That's not Corona. Corona has changed the world. Good, bad, millions, well, not even millions. Because the numbers have changed. But the point is, it has created a new normal. And, you know, little dolphins are swimming in the canals of Italy. And it is causing a lot of stress on hospitals. But it is also teaching people what they can fix. So that means you as people have to be, we as people, because there are some things I've had to change, but not really that much. Like not going to church and, well, actual church building, but in religion, Christianity also has a belief that the church is on Friday day and Wednesday writing classes. But other than that, it really hasn't made that much of a change. Oh, and technical difficulties, because I dropped my phone, so I don't really know if I'll redo this episode or not, but I do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my show, both episodes, because, yay, I'm so proud that I did 2 episodes today, and this is Rambles. I'm Anita, and maybe May will be better. There's always Cinco de Mayo. So thank you for listening, and enjoy your time.